Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we have three different stories, two of which we have already heard in our time after the Epiphany. One is the story of the baptism of Jesus. We had that on that Sunday for the baptism of our Lord. And another is the opening of Jesus' ministry in Galilee. But sandwiched in between those two stories is Mark's version of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. And you see, this part is the key story in our first Sunday in Lent. But you see, to me, the other two are equally important because they give us a glimpse of the blessing and of the progress of Jesus' ministry, as well as showing us the struggle of temptation that Jesus faced and that all of us face as well. Today, we follow Jesus as he travels. First, he goes from Nazareth down to the River Jordan. It's kind of parallel to the trip that Mary and Joseph made from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. This time there was no census. This time there was no tax collection going on. And yet Jesus was still compelled to make this trip. He was compelled to meet John there at the River Jordan. Now, theologically, we understand that Jesus did not need a baptism for repentance, but Jesus did need a moment, the moment that started everything. This is why Jesus went down to the Jordan. And as he came up out of the river, amazing things began to happen. The heavens were torn apart. That is, everything that separated God from humanity was rendered moot. And then the Spirit descends upon Jesus like a dove, and a voice declares, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the beginning of the beginning. Jesus came to the Jordan to mark the start of what it is that he came to do. You may remember at Christmas when we heard promises that Jesus would save the world, that he would save us all, that he would save you and me. And Jesus is here to begin that. And then when Jesus arrives back in Galilee, that's really the end of the beginning. That's where he proclaims that the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Here, Jesus is giving us the terms of his ministry, because for Jesus now, the time of God's profound work of love is now. The kingdom of God is close. It is near to hand. And there is good news for all of us. And so that's all just amazing and fabulous. But today we are gathered to wrestle with that middle story. The temptation. Because that same Spirit that descended on Jesus like a dove, that same Spirit who descended like a dove, which is the symbol of peace, that same Spirit now drives Jesus out into the wilderness. That in itself is bad enough. There's the easy path to go from Jordan back to Nazareth. And then there's the wilderness path. The wilderness path from the Jordan back to Galilee was rough and it was difficult. But it wasn't just into that wilderness that the Spirit drove Jesus. It was into that wilderness to be tempted. Jesus' status as God's beloved Son with whom he was well pleased does not preclude the struggle with temptation. Not even Jesus' status as God the Son precludes that struggle with temptation. The heavens being opened, the peaceful presence of the Spirit, none of that precludes Jesus from these moments of temptation, wrestling with Satan, and even with his own needs and desires. For us, that is news, because it shows us that even as children of God, we will be tempted. In fact, ours may be a greater temptation since we are being encouraged to say no to them. Matthew, in his gospel, gives us a story of the tempter coming with three questions. Mark just tells us that Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and was tempted by Satan. And I think he was tempted for all of those 40 days. Now, it says that there were wild beasts with him and angels with him, but that's still 40 straight days of temptation. Now, in honesty, we're all sitting there saying, but I'm tempted every day. And I think that that too was true for Jesus, but these 40 days were extra brutal. You see, our 40 days for Lent comes from these 40 days of temptation. And while those 40 days of temptation were brutal for Jesus, Lent for us is meant to be a blessing and an opportunity for growth. This opportunity for growth and blessing, it's not trumped by the temptation, because Jesus has shown us that it is possible to say no. We can say no to temptation. Our 40 days of Lent are given so that we might find strength in our relationship with God, strength in our relationship with one another. Our 40 days are meant to help us as we proclaim the good news of God's love in Jesus our Savior. Because you see, that's what Jesus does when those temptations are done. When Satan leaves Jesus for another time, Jesus begins to proclaim the love and the kingdom and the imminence of God and the forgiveness, life, and salvation that comes to us all through grace. The tempter didn't stop this, couldn't stop this. Jesus was able to withstand the temptation and then began the salvation ministry so that we and all of humanity can have hope. So it is with these stories, that Jesus shows us that we have hope as children of God. We have come from this font, blessed and strengthened, named and claimed. Now, it is also true that we are tempted, that we are weak, that we are imprisoned by our sin. But today, Jesus shows us that we are blessed as well as tempted. We are strengthened as well as weak. We are redeemed as well as imprisoned. Jesus shows us that the grace and care are ours so that we have all that we need to proclaim the message of love to our neighbors, whether in word or in deed. We are blessed and strengthened, redeemed and forgiven, so that we too might follow Jesus, joining in the proclamation of God's goodness now and always. We who have felt this love of God, we who get to see it all around us from Genesis to now. You see, in our Genesis story, we see the rainbow as God's loving promise to all humanity. We also here see the cross. And when we see that cross, we see the depth and the breadth of God's love for all of us. These windows all around us show us the beauty and love of God for all of us, as do the faces gathered here in the pews nearby. We taste and see the bread and wine and there receive the gifts that God provides. We are encouraged daily to recall our baptism and the grace that it provides us. We see God's love all around us. And through all these things and so much more, we are challenged to go into the world with the hope of God, proclaiming the time fulfilled, the kingdom at hand, and urging others to also repent, believe, and proclaim. Jesus shows us that no matter how great a temptation may be, we can find the strength to say no. Jesus also shows us that in those moments when we don't say no, the love of God is still with us. Forgiveness is still possible. And we will have help to try and try and try again. Jesus entered his 40 days at the urging of the Holy Spirit. We too have entered our 40 days at the Spirit's urging. The presence of God's love is here for us to discover. And the disciplines of Lent stand by us to grant us aid and comfort, strength and peace. May your Lenten journey be filled with hope from Jesus and love from God. Amen.